I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your host, Jarrell. Alongside me, my partner in crime, co-founder of this here TBP, the one, the only, Derek Isumaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, we got the lanky legend himself, the long snapper, Sonny Slim, bidding you all adieu.
Adieu.
Avedison.
Our man, John Thomas Lucan.
Hey, guys. I'm not crying, you're crying.
And of course, we got Brad Coop, a.k.a. I can't call you the Mac Daddy, Highway Daddy, whatever. I can't do the daddy ones.
It's the Highwayman.
The Highwayman, a.k.a. the Highwayman, a.k.a. Stepman Brad,
a.k.a. the Computer Wrangler. Yeah!
That's for those of you who haven't listened to the podcast, shame on you. That is an ode to the pod when your computer would just start mooing like a cow.
It would just start humming. The fan would go on and it would just start humming.
Yeah. Well,
gotta love that.
Yeah, it was a good time.
PCs, baby.
Oh man, we got a lot to cover today. Obviously, we're gonna get into football. Talk about hoops, all the moves that were made. We got some news. We got some foot and mouth for all you soccer heads out there. Our foreign correspondent will finally join us, I believe, after a month off. And we're going to just catch up with John. This is his last show, so we're going to celebrate that. And also make fun of Michael Jordan. So that's always good. All right. With no further ado, I want to get into football. But, John, you've been with the show for how long now?
A little over 3 years.
Oh,
yeah. 2017. I was actually going through an old notebook, packing up some stuff, packing up my room today.
And did found, you cry?
I think it was the dust in my room that got in my eye.
Dust trick.
I found one of my old journals. Actually, my first journal that I had for the show. And, man, come a long way.
You've done good.
Yeah, we'll get back into that. We'll get into some of your favorite memories from the show, some of your least favorite memories. I can probably tell you one off the top of my head, and it's going to be the time you try to do math on air, which led to one of the few rules we have around here, which is don't math on air. But we'll get into all that on the back end of the show. It is a football Monday, and usually during the football season, that's exactly where we start. Now, on paper, the matchups yesterday, woof. I mean, just yucky poo. Just not fun matchups on paper. But we actually ended up getting some decent results. And we will start with what we witnessed last, because I know all of our attention span is short in that Thursday night game between Seattle and Arizona. At least for me, and again, we were just talking about it off air, COVID has made time move really weird, where some things are moving incredibly fast. I just said before we started, man, it's the 23rd of November already. And we're all just like, ugh, right? And then other things move incredibly slow. However, we will start with what happened most recently. And that was last night's game. Mark's Chiefs, shout out to Marcus Samaki. Mark's Chiefs get the big win. They got a win. against Las Vegas last night. That was Mahomes' first victory or first score with less than a minute left in his career, which was surprising to me. He's 40 games in now. He's broke pretty much every record for the first 40 games. But I thought for certain he's had game-winning drives with less than a minute left before. Were you surprised to hear that stat?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, usually it's like he has like 2:10 left on the clock, and you're like, okay, you just naturally would think that he has scored a touchdown in less than a minute, but that guy scores in 45 seconds.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's usually like a minute and a half still on the clock, which can be a problem for some teams, you know, with their quarterbacks. And Derek Carr has proven this year that he is in that elite talk for sure. The Raiders, I mean, I've been clowning on this entire year, and they are sneaky good.
They are. They are. Derek Carr's had a great start to the season so far. And so have the Raiders. That defense is looking pretty stout. I mean, obviously, you know, the Chiefs are going to make anyone look like they have a JV defense. But they hung tough yesterday. And they obviously, aside from that last-minute drive, they looked to sweep the season series against the Chiefs, which is no small feat. You know, every year we're like, are the Raiders good? And by week 10, we still don't usually know. I think it's safe to say that the Raiders are aight.
Yeah, they're a playoff contender at this point.
That's what everyone wants to hear, those Raiders fans. That's all that they'll take that from here on out, you know, just being aight, you know, somewhat kind of in contention.
Yeah, no, they're thrilled, I'm sure. I mean, they haven't had a lot to be thrilled about over the years recently, so I'm sure they are they're juiced. But yeah, I think that was a bigger story. I think we all know the Chiefs are good, but I think it's obvious now that the Raiders are really good on all three phases of the ball and, you know, look to make a playoff push. So, you know, they just had to get out of Oakland, apparently, to do that. So congrats to them and all you dirty Raider fans out there.
Knock if you hear me.
Nice. I don't really have a problem with Raiders fans. It's you Cowboys fans I have an issue with. Except my auntie. I know you're listening. Sorry, Auntie Ariel. I love you. Keep it a pushing here. Simple question on the rundown. And I'll direct this at our Green Bay Packers fan, our stat man, our producer extraordinaire. How the hell did the Packers only score 3 points in the second half yesterday?
And if you say because they didn't have Greg Jennings, I'm going to be pissed.
I have no clue. It hurt me. I really don't know. There is no answer. You'd imagine Aaron Rodgers would actually, you know, do something in the second half to solidify a win, a almost guaranteed win. I use the G word. I understand. But when you're up by two touchdowns, I feel like you should.
And it's not like
seal the game. You have Aaron Rodgers on your team. You should be able to seal the game.
It's not like they were up 14-0. They put up 28 points in that first half.
Yeah. So I have no answer to that. But Greg Jennings wouldn't have hurt.
A comeback. Something that Philip Rivers' rife will never know.
Oh, my God. Speaking of that, it turns out, guys, it was, in fact, the Chargers and not Philip Rivers. This is a debate you and I have had since the beginning of the show.
We thought it was Phil.
Is it Phil Rivers or is it the Chargers? Turns out it was the Chargers because we have seen them blow lead after lead after lead this season. And just they're always in the fourth quarter. Doesn't matter. Philip Rivers, Justin Herbert, doesn't matter who's behind center. They're going to be down 1 minute, 80 yards to go, no timeouts, and they need to score a touchdown. Yes, sir.
And just remember, last year, the Packers also had one of their worst losses to the Chargers last year. That was 30-3. So I don't know if it's just the Chargers that they just can't play against, or...
I mean, they do get like 8 wins a season, so they got to get them somehow. So sometimes they're blowouts, and sometimes, most times, they're, you know, come, you know, on the fourth quarter, 1 minute left. That way, but you know.
Great sentence structure.
I got what you're going for. I don't understand, and we'll get into, I'm bringing back the thirsty 30 second fantasy update, because my God, was this weekend brutal for your boy. So if you play fantasy football out there and you want to commiserate, here in just a few minutes, we're all going to talk about our fantasy football and complain about it. And you are, please, if you're at home, you're driving around, running some errands right now, please feel free to join in with us and yell at the radio. And we'll get into that.
Let's just do it now, man. You got it on your head. You already built it up. Let's just cue it up.
All right, fair enough.
You know, everyone get ready for
it. All right, here's your
30, you know?
Thirsty 30 seconds of fantasy. But I got to know what's your fantasy.
No one cares.
So I don't
know. How
is Taysom Hill still considered a tight end? I'm going to Taysom Hill and another quarterback. How am I facing two quarterbacks in a non-two quarterback league? Who is the A-type person that let this happen?
I'm
going to lose because I'm going against two quarterbacks.
I agree with this. I have no stress in my life.
Retro after that, take away the point of the pack. I own the game. If I don't have those points,
I have no idea. It's terrible.
All right, I feel better. How about you guys? Good therapy session?
I enjoyed all of this. Okay. I don't have a team, so it's great watching
you
guys suffer. Not this year.
Well,
no.
See, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, you're smart.
I'm enjoying this.
Usually I would give you a hard time about that, but nope, not today.
Smart decisions I have made in my life.
Yeah, that would be one of two. I don't know what the other one is.
My 401k.
Then he's got
so
three.
Maybe three.
Yeah.
I guess your other one would be to hang out with us.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Joining the
you actually might have four now.
Uh-oh.
Nah, we're not going to give you that one.
No.
Not hanging out with you guys? That's not one of them?
Okay. No, we'll keep it moving. is Baltimore good?
No.
Okay. Let's keep it moving. Tua gets benched yesterday. and John did a cardinal sin, which I understand the strategy. You bet against your team because either way you win. Either you win money usually, or your team wins, and you could chalk it up.
No, you don't want that. That's a terrible win.
But yeah. It is a terrible win.
Let me tell you firsthand.
Money over everything, right?
Yeah.
Like
MOB.
You know, cream, baby. Like, seriously. Do I need Wu-Tang to bring it into, you know, everyone's focal point? No.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. So let's talk about it, John. How did that feel? So we're talking about the Broncos. This is the second time that I can remember that the Broncos have been on your five picks for Luke into the futures, and this is the second time you've gone against them, and this is the second time that they have got a win when you've gone against them this year.
Yeah, third week in a row, actually. 2 weeks ago, I bet the over with them, and they didn't hit that.
Mm, yep.
So I think I'm just going to stop betting them.
Mm.
I think just fully and just enjoy the game the way it's meant to be watched. Which is probably going to, or maybe I should just singularly bet on them for the rest of the week and rest of the year, hoping that I'm the good luck charm.
Yeah, but then don't you double down on your losses when your team loses and you lose money? Wouldn't that be the problem there?
Yeah, but if every time I'm betting on them, they win.
Yeah, but how likely do you think
I'm
that
2-0.
Is?
I'm 100% likely
no,
right
no, no,
now.
No, if you faded yourself, you'd be 2-0.
Oh, yeah. yeah, they got a win, though.
Yay.
Drew Lock, dude, he's back.
What do they have, four wins on the season now?
They got four, yeah.
Oh, good.
That would be number one in the NFC East, so.
That's fair. and that's where I was headed after this, but I do want to talk about Tua getting benched. Big deal or no deal, little deal to you, John?
I think for a rookie quarterback, it's a big deal because the reason they brought him in is to give him that chance, that opportunity. Obviously, he's a rookie. He's going to have bad games. To pull him, you lose confidence as a rookie, and they could have easily I think they won 3 out of 4, you know, before they benched Fitzpatrick. Keep Fitzpatrick in there. You can slowly work Tua in. And then if he is doing if he is doing awful, you can put in Tua full time. But now that you've taken Tua out, and put Fitzpatrick back in, it's a weird vibe. Now you're going to start him again. Now he has this feeling of, is he going to get benched at any moment? Or it's, you know, you can't rattle your rookie and someone you expect to be your franchise player down the road.
You got to realize, guys got to take these every once in a while, and it's kind of funny. Like, we're worried about this guy's ego right now. Like, yeah, you got bench, man. You're playing like crap. The offensive line, from what I've heard, was not playing. I honestly didn't see the game. I'm just, you know, going off of what things. They weren't playing well. So you get benched. Take it, my man. If you're a good enough quarterback, you'll come back. Do we really need to coddle these guys and worry about their egos and what their feelings
yes.
are? Like, seriously, these guys are the biggest dudes out there, and they have, like, the fragilest egos. It's kind of
pathetic. I'm with that. I'm not into protecting, like, quarterback's confidence.
It's not my problem. That's
now, if he was, I mean, from what I saw, he was just getting sacked and pressured the whole game. So maybe you take him out like, hey, kid, it's not your game. We want to protect you a little bit, which I don't know what message that sends Fitz
right? It's like, hey, man, this guy, we like him. We don't want him to get hurt. But you know what? You're expendable.
Yeah.
Go out there, my man. Do something.
Yeah. Thanks for getting us off to a good start. But you knew what time it was.
Dude went. He's Harvard dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, no matter what, it's like, you know, man, you get hurt, you got Harvard on the back end of you, you know? Like,
Fitzpatrick is the all-time side chick of NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, just been around the world a little bit,
yeah.
You know, just called in when dirty time is needed and stuff,
yep.
And then, like, every once in a while performs fantastic for you, and you're like, yeah. Oh, my gosh, where did this
might
come
be
from?
The one.
Yeah, but you're like, oh, wait, no, never mind.
You never ring shop.
Yeah.
Then you never ring shop. Yeah, exactly.
He comes in looking hot every once in a while, and you're like, I want him back. And you're like, no, wait, no, there's a reason why.
Then you hang out with him in mixed company, and you're like, oh, yeah, you're not good at this.
Dude went to Harvard. I just feel like that's kind of weird. If you went to Harvard and you end up in the NFL, I feel like that says something about you. Like, yo,
yeah, man. Not a lot of people do it.
Why?
Yeah.
Talent.
Hey, PJ Walker, huh?
Seriously.
Yeah. Cool story, that
was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, he threw two picks in the end zone, but, I mean, a former XFL player getting his first start looked really impressive. I mean, he made mistakes that you would imagine a rookie quarterback making in his first start, but fun watch. Throwing the ball all over the field.
Don't know what this says about Detroit other than the fact that it doesn't say anything more about Detroit other than the fact that it's Detroit.
Yeah,
and
that's
fair. They're straight trash, and yippee, we get happy Thanksgiving for them. Of Detroit. I don't know what's worse, that I have to watch Detroit or that we constantly know. It's like the stain on this great holiday. Like, hey, you're going to have this amazing meal, but you got to watch Detroit play and the Cowboys.
Isn't it Detroit Texans? And then I believe we have the battle for the NFC East. 2-3-7 teams.
Dallas.
And Dallas, you get Washington. Dallas and Washington on Thanksgiving. As if COVID hasn't been hard enough and this election for this country, now we just get a poopy slate of games. I believe we get Ravens, Pittsburgh to end the night, which is the only saving grace for this holiday. I don't even know if I'm going to get to be with my family for Thanksgiving because of COVID, and now I get to sit at home and watch these games. I mean, my
The thing that
God.
Always sucks is because the night game, I never really get a chance to watch, because that's usually when we're eating our dinner, mm-hmm. or at least we're wrapping up the evening right now. We're all hanging out, usually drinking, getting the little nightcaps going and whatnot. So again, I get to witness that, and it's like I don't want to make it my bean dip for those games. They're not worthy of my bean dip, you know.
I gotta say, I'm like,
it's good bean dip.
I understand the reason why the Detroit Lions always get the Thanksgiving game. They started out the tradition.
No, that's you lost that tradition. You might have started something.
I understand that. Like you got it. Like I understand the tradition of it.
If I created fire, but I do better things with fire and burn you down, then you know what? You shouldn't.
I agree. That's what I'm good. My point is Dallas and Detroit. They've always had the Thanksgiving games. They don't need it anymore. They've been horrible for the past 15 years or so.
It should be earned from like
it really
the last
should.
Year.
It's like Christmas.
Yes, it's got to be something special. And like the NFL also at the same time, why the hell can't you work out your scheduling so that the guys don't have these short weeks instead? Mm-hmm. Like you have the minds there. You have the ability. Just make them so like, oh, they play on the Thursday game so they have a full week of time frame. Give everybody at least a week off between each game.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult. How idiotic do you have to be to not think of that? No, let's put these guys through a more rigorous, strenuous test right now, even though it's super hard to begin with. But you can do it. You have the capacity to do it, and yet you don't.
Couldn't agree with you more. You have four teams on byes. Add two more teams, and then all those teams play this Thursday.
Boom, bam. I mean, it's like
it's silly.
Yeah, I don't know why they want to do that. What's the reasoning behind they want
Greed.
To just murder?
Greed.
It's not even that. You don't have to. You're still getting the same number of games out of these guys. You're just giving them a little extra rest in between.
Well, it's the same reason they want them to go to 18 games. It's all greed.
Well, give them 18 games. At least give them a week in between each game.
Agreed.
I understand the whole college plays on Saturdays, but couldn't you play those NFL games, at least half the NFL games, before Thanksgiving on a Saturday to get those teams some rest? No,
no,
not at
Saturday
all.
Is for college football, and don't ever say that again, Greg Jennings.
Until the NFL playoffs, and then we have Saturday games.
That's when I actually love Saturday football. Like, especially because lately Saturday football for me is crappy because it's been, you know, the Harbaugh show.
Oh,
and it's been
boy.
Like, it's been, you know,
oh, man.
Butt soup for sure. Yeah.
I've been enjoying that just because I'm hoping that they actually fire him after this.
I mean,
that's the only positive from it, if they fire him from this season,
like,
because he's
like
so bad.
I feel like he signed a 5-year contract, and I feel like that 5 years has come up right now.
We're talking Jim or John?
Jim. The one on
Michigan.
The one plays
on
the
blue.
He's already been fired.
The one on plays on Saturday?
What?
Jim Harbaugh?
When did he has play? Not been He's fired.
From Michigan.
When did this happen?
Oh, my gosh.
They're getting their buyout. They're, like, going over his buyout clause right now, and it's, like, okay, $7 so million.
He hasn't officially been fired.
I was going to say, I mean, we're all expecting it. But, yeah, that's...
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, okay.
In the meantime, look into the futures, everybody.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man? You know my name, now give me my money.
All right. This is a little bittersweet. Last time I'm going to grace you all with my live studio picks. I might be getting my call-ins down the road. But, yeah, you know, I just really wish I could have done better for y'all this year. You know, go out with a bang.
Hey, you went 80% on college football picks last year. You can hang your hat on that.
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah, I was trying to help the brother out.
So this week, we already talked about the Broncos breaking my heart yet again. Just real fitting for this week. Raiders, Kansas City, 6.5 wasn't great. Tennessee, Baltimore, though, that was a good one. Got that one. Green Bay, if they could have scored right there at the end of the game, would have been fine. They lost in overtime by 3. It's a push. It's the worst. And then currently we have the Rams plus 3.5 going against Tampa Bay. 7-7 game, so we're looking all right there. Could bring us to 35-40-1 on this season.
Not horrible.
Not horrible.
Not good.
But this week, because of the slated Thanksgiving games, I'm going to take all Thanksgiving games, plus I'm going to do an extra 5
for the Sundays. All right.
So 8. This could really put us back in the hunt, boys and girls.
Or completely dive bomb your season.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't look like that, all right? We look positive, half full.
You might look one way. I look at all of the ways.
We know. Okay? We know. All right, first game. Detroit against the Texans. I have Texans minus 2.5. Detroit is awful. We have Dallas and Washington. I actually wanted to take this in my 5 team, but I'll hold off. Dallas, minus 3, getting Andy Dalton back. They actually look like they can move the ball. And Washington football team, well, they don't have a name.
That catch by CeeDee Lamb in the end zone was insane.
Yeah, started him.
Thielens was better.
Thielens was awesome, too.
Yeah, I was one going hand. Against him.
Yeah.
I
mean,
catching a ball with one hand, that's like second best thing you can do.
A little give and take there.
Third game at night, Baltimore, Steelers in Pittsburgh. Steelers minus 4. I think Baltimore is going to really fall off.
The verse has opened up the word of God.
I don't know. derailed. Okay. Now into the 5. This is where it gets interesting. Tennessee at Indy. Taking Tennessee plus 4.5. Giants at Cincinnati. Joe Burrow.
Oh, man.
Prayers up.
We didn't talk about that, but yeah.
Tore his ACL. Horrible
and
injury.
MCL.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't even know the quarterback that they're going to start, and neither does anyone else. So, I am betting
Ryan
against
Finley.
Them. Thank you. Giants minus 5.5. Now, we have the Raiders at the Falcons. I usually never bet on the Raiders because, well, it's the Raiders, and I don't like the Raiders. But I also don't like the Falcons. And the Raiders look good.
Never trust the Falcons.
Never trust
them. Another rule on this show.
So we have Raiders minus 3. I thought that spread would be a little bit better going against a tough loss against the Chiefs, but I'll take the 3. And then we have Arizona, New England. Arizona's on a hot streak coming off that loss to Seattle. But they are a good football team, and the New England Patriots defense is atrocious this year. Minus 2.5 for Arizona. And then the lock. I said it.
Wow, the lock. L-word. The L-word, everybody.
Monday Night Football, Seattle Seahawks against the Philadelphia just awful Eagles.
Man.
-5. Let's go.
Would you rather go up against an eagle or a falcon?
Oh, I think a falcon.
An eagle.
I think I would. I mean, a falcon's smaller.
But they're faster. They're,
yeah. They're speedy little devils, you know?
They are.
Have you ever seen videos of, like, eagles taking deers off cliffs and throwing them to their...
But yeah, no doubt. But I'm just going to be saying, you got to still catch the falcon first, you know? I mean, if an eagle and a falcon faced off against each other...
Calling it falcon.
You go with the falcon?
I would go with falcon.
I think the eagle flies highest in the sky, so he's got the advantage.
I don't know if that's the actual truth.
Yeah, I think the falcon's faster, too. Yeah. So
yeah, the falcon is faster.
I mean, I think a peregrine falcon has, like, yeah, I think it's got a speed of, like, 220 miles per hour when it dive bombs.
I'll look this up, but I really want to add into your betting here and help you out.
Okay.
So before this week, NFC East teams only had 2 wins at a conference. So if you're betting with a game involving NFC East team, bet against them. Your odds are looking pretty good.
If they're out of conference.
If they're playing out of conference. So, like, Seattle's playing Philadelphia, like you did, Seattle.
So you just told me that Seattle against Philly is a good pick?
I'm just telling you the stats are...
He's reaffirming your lock.
Yeah. I'm saying you're doing a good job by doing that, and here's the stats to back it up.
He also has the money to prove it, too.
I also taught him everything he knows.
And the Padawan had become the master.
So what's our update on Jim Harbaugh?
I didn't see any news on it.
He's still employed.
He's still
employed.
Unfortunately.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, don't entice me that way, John, okay? Don't give me a hopes up and say, finally, ding dong, the witch is dead.
The one good thing about 2020 would be that.
And wearing a mask in public where...
That too.
People don't recognize me in this small town and I can go
and to-go beer. That was a good one. To-go beer. Like at restaurants.
That's been fun.
To go, I thought you said to grow a beard.
I mean, no, I don't need that.
Yeah.
That's already been my life.
No, to go alcohol, major plus. I don't know. Anyway. Once again, this is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Dro, Derek, John Lucan, Brad Feingold, all in the building. Mm-hmm. We want to thank another one of our underwriters, a long supporter of the show at Pullen Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Pullens has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico. And they can be reached at 342-1055. All right. Well, oh, and again, if you didn't know, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Appreciate y'all rocking with us this evening. Excuse me. Wow. Yeah. Long weekend, huh? It's time now for one of my favorite segments, one of your favorite segments, when Derek will update you with the going-ons around the world with the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
Well, my music went away, unfortunately.
Still there?
Still not there.
Give me a second.
That's right, y'all. Time for the news. We keep it pushing, no matter what. The music's only there for me, really, just to kind of feel like I have a melody behind me, and it keeps it going. But you know what? Not needed, because there's enough to talk about to you. Wow, that was weird. There's enough to tell you about.
We need the music. Someone get the music.
It's really not that difficult. I don't know why we're having trouble with the music right now. It shouldn't be. Thank you.
It's back.
Yeah, we're back now.
All right.
The news.
The news. Do you want to start over?
All right, yeah. All time right. For the news. Start it over. Okay, starting off nice and strong here. Now, for those of you out there who are going to be flying this coming week, you're not supposed to, but you know what? I'm right there with you. Get out of here, y'all. Those edicts that have been resurrected, tear them down. Fly those friendly skies, y'all. Now, those friendly skies just got a whole lot friendlier if you're flying Spirit. Now, for those of you who are regular flyers, you'd be saying, Derek, you can't do that with Spirit. But they actually did. Now, there was a fellow by the name of Rob Gowday, who, like many of the people out there, unlike myself, has a TikTok. And on that TikTok, he showed millions of people how to be able to get away with getting a free carry-on bag under the Spirit Airlines. Now, it's a damn shame you have to pay for a carry-on on Spirit Airlines to begin with.
Facts.
That's kind of sad to begin with. I'm sorry. They don't... What? 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 Same with you, Southwest. I'm coming at you in a little bit. Don't give me... I'm coming at you. I love you, but I'm coming at you. Still making pay for that much for a checked bag? My goodness. Okay. I digress. Rob Gowday figured out how to make sure that he got a carry-on bag on for free. There is some... You do need a little photo editing software on your phone. But essentially, once you have that, you have your emailed picture of your boarding pass. You just do a little editing on that. Say that you have one carry-on bag. Bada bing, bada boom. You got yourself a free carry-on. Now, Spirit Airlines being the cheapskates that they are, woo, they caught on quick to this guy. And what do? They gave Rob Gowday the great honor of being banned from Spirited Airlines for the next 2 years. To which I'll say, Rob, you did a great deed right there. I mean, getting banned from like the worst place on the earth is probably like the best thing one could ever do, I feel, you know? Like, that's an honor, I feel, to be banned from there. Like, yeah, there are better airlines out there.
100%.
Now, one of them is usually Southwest Airlines, but I'm coming at you right now. Now, this is not a news story, just merely an up. Actually, it is a news story. Why? Because when I flew them, I had my own personal journalistic experience where I need to report on their idiocracies. So, as you know, when you're flying these days, they keep the middle seat open. Brilliant. Love it. Fantastic. Wouldn't want to have it any other way. I feel like they should keep doing that. They're not going to. Why? Because that middle seat's money. But until that point in time, I'm all for it. Now, also when you're flying, you're going to find... Now, not this week. Don't tell me this. This is before a usual travel week. Airlines, planes, not that full. There are some empty rows. Some of those seats that could be sold aren't even sold. So, what does that mean? You might have a whole row to yourself. To which I say, praise him. That right there is what I live for. Now... You might say, Derek, where are you going with this? As I get onto my Southwest flight, I come to realize, you know what? I have an entire row to myself. I want as much space as I possibly can. Now, I'm an aisle guy. I keep that aisle seat. I love that aisle seat.
Same.
But at the same point in time, you kind of restricted in that aisle seat because people walk up and down that aisle all the time.
Yeah.
So that leg can't be out there. You can't have. So I was like, you know what? Man, I can go to the window seat, but what does that mean? I got my other side is squished. I can't. No, I need my space. So what do? The middle seat. It's all to myself. Why not? No. As I sit in my middle seat after it has been established that there's no one else entering this flight, the cabin door has been closed, and they are going through the instructions as the plane is taxiing off, I'm sitting in my middle seat, and homeboy comes up to me and says, yo, you can't sit in the middle seat. I was like, wait, what? I was like, there's no one in the middle seat, no one in the seat around. He's like, we didn't sell the middle seat, so you can either sit in the aisle seat or the window seat. Now, I looked up. Now, actually, I realized within my vicinity, there were four people sitting in the middle seat next to somebody else. And he came to me, who had nobody around him, and told me, just me, to get out of the middle seat, not the other people who were sitting next to other people. Now, I'm not trying to cause a commotion. So, I don't, obviously, on the inside... Rage, fury, burning hell is happening to this man because I want to tear him a new one for being completely and utterly idiotic to the fact that, hey, here are the rules, follow them to a T. I'm all for rules. Truly, I am. I love them. Only when they need to be applied. Right then and there was not the time. So, Southwest Airlines. What?
Wait, this was Southwest?
Southwest.
Wow.
They don't even sell seats. They give you a number in which you can pick a seat from, like a cattle or something. Herding me into the plane. Don't tell me you don't sell your middle seats. You don't sell any seats. All right. Southwest. Like, I'm still flying you because you're still, like, reasonably enough cheap for me. And I got enough points that, like, I'd be stupid to leave you. But come on. It's preposterous. And, like, you should be slapped across the face for being that stupid that you have to follow them. I get it. If there's people in my row. But, like, imagine this. I'm sitting in an aisle seat. A person across me sitting in an aisle seat, too. That's close! I might as well be sitting next to them. Like, dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Southwest, I hate you, but I love you. And I
won't
leave
you. Sounds like a very abusive relationship.
Yeah, no, I mean, I give them all my money, all the time. Whenever I fly, my ass is in that seat. I like the fact that you heard me in like cattle. I'm fine being treated like cattle like that. I don't need to be pampered. Just get me on my flight, my hour-long flight to L.A. That's all I want. But let me have my middle seat with where I can sit like a king, you know? Like a throne, plush space all around me. That's the airlines that I want to live in. I just need to get a private jet, you know? I think I just need to save up my money and just get a private jet.
No, very attainable. Very attainable.
That's the thing I should just be doing.
Yeah. Actually, it's not that hard.
All right, Mr. 401k, why don't you just relax?
No, I mean, like, being a private pilot.
Oh, okay.
Become a pilot.
Yeah. There you go. I guess I could find myself. Yeah. But actually, I would rather get a helicopter. I think that would be cooler.
Yeah.
A little more manageable, I feel. Yeah. You can land anywhere. You don't need a runway.
Tell that to Kobe.
Too soon.
Oh, my God.
Too soon.
I'm not going to say that.
You know what? I'm going to.
Thank you.
You're on mute.
Okay, one last thing just for all the people, because I ran on a big rant there. I apologize. But actually, I don't, because Southwest needed to hear my rant and rage. And Spirited Airlines, you know what? You're too easy. For those of you out there that are Waffle House fans, which I know there's none of you out there because we can't get Waffle House out here because they're not here. But you know what? You might have a chance now.
Ooh.
Why? Because Waffle House is teaming up to make their own beer. It's going to taste like bacon.
What?
Going to have 6.7% alcohol by volume. They're teaming up with the Okani Brewing Company over in Georgia. Starting December 18th, you'll be able to purchase your Waffle House beer that tastes like bacon, which sounds disgusting.
That does sound horrible.
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to be called Bacon and Kegs. And smells like bacon. I'd rather eat it, not drink it. That's what I always say.
I feel like the name is as bad as the beer might taste.
Yeah.
Bacon and Kegs.
I really hate that.
Have you ever anybody been to Waffle House before?
Never. Do. Yeah.
Is it like? I mean, it's like the Denny's of the East Coast, but like better than Denny's.
Better than Denny's. Yeah, I mean, they have like waffles. I'm a big waffle.
I'm a big waffle
fan,
guy too.
So yeah.
More of a pancake guy.
French toast for me.
It is weird how like they're all essentially the same, but they're all very different.
All very, very different. A waffle and a pancake, very different.
French toast is like a whole other league, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like we're not even playing the same ball game right now. Exactly. You've never made more sense, my friend.
Hey, I enjoy my French toast.
Yeah, we heard you.
Yeah,
no one agreed.
Well, you're
with
looking
you.
At me, so I'm, you know, with
reiterating. Judgment. Yeah.
And that's fine. It happens all the time.
Now,
so I'm used to
what
it.
Type of bread are you using for this French toast? If you choose regular, like,
Wonder Bread, white bread.
That's like, I'm really looking at you sideways.
Yeah.
You got at least, like, we do kind of classic. We do our French bread. We get the French bread from Safeway.
Oh, yeah, that's the only
and
one.
Like the thick cuts.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
That's the prime way to
toast.
Do French toast. Yeah. Texas toast. I could have good stuff, too. All right.
Well, wait.
Breakfast food. Yeah.
Breakfast beer. No.
That would be weird. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Well, that's what you're describing.
Did you know beer used to be the drink of choice instead of coffee in America for years and years and years for breakfast?
America, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well.
My life sucks. Might as well start off a little drinking.
So real quick about that Falcon-Eagle debate. Yeah, Falcons all the way. Their maximum speed is 240 miles per hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Eagles, the Golden Eagle specifically, 200 miles an hour.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Their horizontal speed, though, is 80 miles per hour, and the Falcons is 68. But their average speed is still Falcons 40 to 56. Eagle, 28 to 32.
What's the? Can we do the weight and circumference of these birds?
No, we can't. Let's go.
No, I'm not
going to
go that far
because we have her on the line, and we've wasted enough of Aaron's time over the last couple weeks because I couldn't figure out how to work the dang phones.
But now
we have our producer extraordinaire, Statman Brad, in the building. So Aaron makes her triumphant return. Aaron, hello. How are you?
Hey, guys, I miss Brad. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, me too. Never thought I'd say that, but
thank you, Aaron.
I desperately missed
him.
Welcome back to the program. It's been a while. So let's cover...
Thanks for having me.
Of course, always. Let's cover an assortment of things. I know we're going to get into the UFC, but I really wanted to have you here last week to talk some Masters. And I know I know that that time frame is gone, but I still kind of want to get your take. Obviously, Dustin Johnson had a crazy run there, and Tiger's not back. So go ahead, let John have it on his last in-studio episode. Tiger's not back.
Yeah, Tiger sucks, man, so much. I mean, 10 shots on a par 3? That's incredibly difficult to do. I don't think even I could do that. Into the water, what was it, 3 times? Yeah, that's pretty tough to do. So safe to say Tiger is not back. Tiger sucks. I feel pretty confident with that. Yeah.
John, anything?
You're not invited to my birthday party this year.
Oh, ouch. My feelings are hurt so bad.
All right, Aaron. So we had some good fights this weekend. From what I saw through one blurry eye as the fights are on in the background of Friendsgiving. Tell us what we missed out on.
Yeah, so this is the weird part. These were the flyweight belt titles for both the men and the women. And UFC is not, for some reason, I don't know if it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, but no one really watches them. But these were some great fights. Like you said, it was Davidson Figueiredo versus Alex Perez. Alex Perez ended up stepping in sort of last minute because it originally was supposed to be Cody Garbrandt. And this fight was really fun to watch, even though it ended in a minute 57 by submission by Figueiredo. And this guy is really incredible. He's got an 84% finish rate, which means TKO, knockout, KO. Wow. So finally, maybe they'll have some exciting talent in the flyweight division, and we'll get to see more of those fights.
Okay.
Because, yeah, this guy is good. And I don't care if it was a submission. I like to see fights not go to decision, even if it is for a belt.
Yeah, but I gotcha. Now, you said we got some big fights coming up, too. You care to preview any of those?
Well, so what I think, I don't think we've gotten to talk yet about the fact that McGregor is going to be fighting Dustin Poirier. And I know that's not till January, but that's kind of a big deal.
It's always a big draw whenever you got McGregor. That is,
didn't he retire?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like his fourth time coming out of retirement, I think. So.
Yeah, he's Brett Favre of the MMA right now.
Yeah, and in fact, when we asked you about it last time, Aaron, you said it's money, and he's a baby, and this is what he does. So not surprised about him fighting at all, I'm guessing.
I wouldn't be surprised if he retires again on January 23rd.
Yeah, that's fair.
So.
Now, before we get you out of here, again, this is John's last in-studio show. You'll still see him on the pod and all that kind of fun stuff, but... do you have anything you want to give him a hard time about before we part ways here?
You know, John, I really liked you, and then you came on the show with these degenerates, and it's kind of like your stock went down a little bit, no offense or anything. So I'm really happy for you that you're moving on to bigger and better things, and I really hope that you try to do something with your life.
Wow. All right, that was Aaron Isamaki, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us again, Aaron. We will, Brad will be back next week, so we look forward to having you then, okay?
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
All right. Bye. Just to let you know, she's part of this group, so our average score goes down, and she's part of that, okay? Just want to make sure she knows that. Probably should have said that while she was still on the line.
No, she's listening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does she not realize that? Like, you know.
Yeah, she's probably speaking from
your
experience.
You're in the pond, you know?
Yeah,
with
that's
us.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all in just one big mud pond.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a swamp.
Better. All right, moving on. Let's talk some hoops here for a second. Derek, I'm going to try to get your foot and mouth in. We got a lot of stuff to do, and we have 15 minutes to do it. So let's talk hoop. Klay Thompson tears his Achilles. The injury wasn't even announced exactly what it was right before the draft started, and the Warriors obviously had the number 2 pick. So before we get to the draft, and we're going to have some fun with that, man, what a Oh, man, I'm getting emotional, guys. This is just tough news for Clay. And all around, he just seems to be a really good guy, fun-loving guy. And he really feels for someone who, with this season, it'll have been 2.5 years since he's played an NBA game. In the prime of his career, obviously he's getting paid, but still, man, to come back from those two devastating injuries, pretty tough.
I'm kind of Eskimo bros with him.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Well, like, I didn't go all the way he did with this one girl, but I, like, made out with her back in high school. But, yeah, yeah.
Right on. Yeah. Semi. Nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Cha-ching. So I'll take a semi-bro. We're half bros.
Half bros.
We're,
I like it.
We're step Eskimo bros.
Okay. You learn something new every day on the show.
I'm surprised it hasn't been notified earlier, to be honest.
I was kind of thinking about it. I was like, oh, she did. Mm-hmm. I got that.
Yeah. There you go. And you were there first.
Yeah. Well, it was high school, so I'd hope he wasn't there.
Well, isn't he younger than you?
That's true. So he could have done it.
But yeah, I mean,
it's weird. I always think of them as all older than me for some reason now. Like every person.
Because they're on TV. Yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah. And then I realize I'm super washed up. It's sad. Yeah,
these are all my juniors.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. It's aging sucks. Am I right? Can I get an amen if you're in your car right now?
Honk if you're with me.
Honk if you're with me. That's right. But yeah, obviously, this is devastating to the Warriors for multiple reasons. The dynasty's been over. I think the year they went up to against the Raptors, they obviously injuries just absolutely devastated the Warriors that year. You had Kevin Durant missing most of the finals, coming back, playing a quarter, and then tearing his Achilles. You have Klay Thompson going out in that same finals, and so they didn't ever really get to bow out gracefully and get beat. Injuries got the best of them, and I've been saying it for 2 years now. They should have traded Draymond. Going into that year, Kevin Durant's last year, they should have traded Draymond. You can never keep the same core for years and years and years on end. Even the Spurs, they continue to add to it. If you look at what that team was before Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili, what that team was once they got there, and then later on with Kawhi there. Obviously, Tim Duncan was there forever, but you can't keep rebooting with the same squad. Teams get better. Teams build to beat your specific team, and the Warriors fell victim to this and wanted to keep their core and be loyal to their guys, which I appreciate because it rarely happens in sports. But man, this was not the time to do it. And now you got a guy who is a max salary guy who is going to go 2.5 years without playing a single game for you, and it's going to be rough. You have something? No, just agreeing. Okay,
yeah.
But man. Yeah, obviously that's the squad I root for, so I feel for them. But yeah, the dynasty's over, at least as it was currently constructed, and they're going to have to rebuild. All sorts of moves in the league. Maybe we'll get into some of them, but I do want to talk about the draft because the Warriors did get James Wiseman. The first time they've taken a big man that early in the draft, well, it's the first time they've had a pick in the top five in forever. I can't even remember the last time. And so the Warriors get James Wiseman, but the Charlotte Hornets go with LaMelo Ball. Now, we talked about this a bit, I believe it was John and I a few weeks ago, that we thought LaMelo Ball had the lowest floor and the biggest draft bust potential. Big guy, he's 6'8", funny-looking shot. You would hope he can learn to play some defense. But, man, I just don't love the pick for a team who really needs to hit one. And even if you don't get a perennial all-star, get someone who's going to be a solid contributor. Now, you have some stats for us on some picks over the last couple years where they missed. So
this
go
has
ahead
been
and
beautiful.
Let us have it.
I thank you for this actual task because it's been beautiful. Last year was the start of the horrendousness. They picked up PJ Washington for the 12th pick. Mm-hmm. Right after that, Tyler Hero was drafted. Not pretty for them. Now let's go to 2018. They picked up Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. After him was the Clippers' two picks, Miles Bridges and Jerome Robinson. After that, Michael Porter Jr.
Mm.
That's what we know has been significant. Yeah. The next year, Malik Monk, 11th pick.
Who's okay?
Who's okay, yes, but who comes after him? Kind of scary how they passed on at least two of these guys. Right after that, Pistons drafted Luke Kennard. After that, Devin Mitchell and Bam Adebayo. So, yeah. Two guys that they missed on. Three, possibly, but, you know, at least two.
Yeah, I don't know what Charlotte's doing with their draft, the way they're constructing the team. Everything about it since Jordan's taken over has been kind of rough. Remember when he was part of Washington's front office and he was convinced Kwame Brown was going to be the next Shaq?
Mm-hmm.
Rough.
So let's go to 2016.
All right.
There's more. Continues.
Malik Richardson drafted the 22nd pick in 2016. Just a little bit further down, the 27th pick, Toronto Raptors pick, Pascal Siakam. Missed on that guy.
See, when you're picking that late, though, I'll give you some wiggle room.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything past, like, 10 is really... I mean, it's all a crapshoot.
Okay.
All
right, okay, that's fair.
And Siakam came from Africa as well, and, like, that doesn't get... Like, that was kind of a...
You know what? You're right. So when they picked in ninth in 2015, they picked Frank Kamansky out of...
Frank the Tank.
This is the pick I always thought was the worst.
This was actually, like, he had some promise and whatnot, but a couple picks later, 13th pick, Devin Booker for the Suns. And a little bit further down, Kyle Oubre.
Oh, God.
Or Kelly Oubre, and then after that, Terry Rozier.
Yeah.
Oh. It's not pretty. So that's just at least 5 years in the makings. So I'm going to guess 6 years in the makings is going to be what we're going to see. Because their draft picks...
I mean, who knows?
Malik Monk is their best draft pick they've had in the past 5 years. So
I would say, again, LaMelo Ball, there is... He does have upside. I just think he's a project, and you want to get a guy in, if you're Charlotte, that gives you something to really build around right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see it. I think he's such a project, and he's played in systems that were built around him to get his shine. What are you going to do on an NBA squad? I just think he has a lot of drop bust potential. But we'll see. He could, for all I know, he could be a Hall of Famer.
I'm going to say he's going to be a little bit better than his brother.
And remember, his dad did say he could beat Michael Jordan 101, and don't think Michael Jordan, the king of petty, forgot about that.
And I took that personally.
Yeah, guaranteed.
I bet you he drafted him for that reason.
That might be it.
It's like, I don't want your son. I want to play you, beat you, and then trade your son.
I wouldn't put the pettiness.
No, not at all.
He's like, all right, when this guy comes to the league, okay, we need to be I'm gonna this send bad him to the Knicks. That time so we can get a nice stuff, decent enough pick so I can get this fool, and I'm going to dunk on his daddy.
I send him to the Knicks and have him have a horrible career after that.
All right. I still want to try and squeeze in foot and mouth at the back end of the show for all my soccer heads out there. But I do want to give you some room, John, just to let's have some fun here and reminisce. You've been here for almost 4 years now, you said, or three?
Yeah.
Coming up on four.
Little thrown off. I'm still a little thrown off what Aaron said. I don't know if it was honesty or just joking around with me, but I'm still trying to figure it out, and I don't feel good about myself.
Knowing Aaron the way I do, and I think you could speak to this a lot better than I could because you've known her your whole life. I would imagine she's being very honest when she says, you hanging out with us is a step in the wrong direction, and you moving is probably the best thing you could do with your life. Would you assume the same way?
She's sincere in her wishes.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. So, highlights, lowlights. Give us one of your highlights from doing the show over the past 3 years.
Just the amount of people that we've reached out, you know what I mean? Just all the different, avenues we've done. I mean, obviously our Instagram podcast, just the ripple effect that this station has created for us and for me, has been huge.
Yeah. Low light.
Doing math on air during pledge drive. Yeah.
Do you care to share that story?
Yeah, so there was four of us. It was us four sitting in this room, and we were trying to come up with ways to get people to donate to our show. I thought a good low bar to sit was $5.
Yeah.
Now, with math, it's a pretty even number there with five and four people.
Yeah.
$1.25 for those of you that need to do the math. I thought I knew. And I said $1.27.
Which again is so puzzling.
Yeah.
Where does a 7 fit in?
Yeah, I don't, you know.
$1.50 would have made sense.
I'm a communications major.
No, would it have? Only $1.25 would have made sense.
I understand that,
but at least I could understand.
If you're making
the
that mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Did you ever cuss on air?
I did a couple times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think not as horrifically as Derek has, but
maybe we shouldn't bring that up. I'm pretty sure our GM is listening right now.
What are you talking about?
Never cussed. Got very close. Pushed it a couple times.
Yeah. Well, the mic always cut out right as I was about to. Like you were just on it, you know?
Yeah. Is there any... So I know for me there's a couple disaster moments that I'll never forget. Just where something went wrong. My microphone died. One thing I'll always remember is the lights. Literally the power... going out on us right as the show ended.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God it happened when it did, because I have no idea what we would have done otherwise. So we just called Grant and he had to deal with it. But I'll always remember that. Is there anything besides the math on air that you're just like, man, that was a train wreck of a show. That was a disaster. I should have said this. I should have done that.
Yeah. Just recently, over COVID, you were... out of state, I believe. You were visiting Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And Derek, Brad, and I were to run the show.
Yep.
Derek was going to be hosting. Brad was going to run the boards as he usually does. And I was just going to be a character.
Yeah.
About 2 minutes into the show, Derek says nothing, gets up, and leaves the studio, to which I thought he was maybe going to the bathroom. He never came back. So I had to host the show with Brad and get through that. And it actually was a decent show.
We did okay for what we had.
But yeah, I just remember being so scared with like only writing my sports pick notes. And then Derek walking away and being like, okay, well, this is going to be fun.
I remember the shell shock look we both had. It's like, what are we doing here?
Well, here's the funny thing. So if you'll remember, I was actually down in Orange County at Steph's house, and I called in to talk about hoops, and it was like right when the bubble first started. So I called in to give you my take on hoops, and I had jokes, and some of them were designed specifically to make Derek laugh, and I'm getting nothing from you guys. And not only am I getting nothing from you guys, I'm getting obviously nothing from Derek, but I'm on the phone, so I have no idea what's happening. And I'm like, why aren't these guys interacting? Like, and obviously because you guys are trying to figure out, is Derek coming back? Are we hosting the show? What's going on? So I would literally ask a question back to you guys and get nothing for like seconds. And then one of you would be like, oh, hold up, I'm sorry. And like, try to answer the question. I was confused. I can only imagine how confused you guys were. But I do remember that episode. And you guys handled it well. The show still went on pretty flawlessly, considering the host of the show left unexpectedly. Now, you got called into work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the middle of a show. That's fun. That's fun. Yeah, that's... That's a good one. I do miss free beer throws after the show at Beach Hut Deli. That COVID kind of ruined that for us.
Still need to get my ball back.
Yeah, they have our basketball down there.
He's going to go and be like, hey, can I see the ball real quick?
We don't know anyone who works there now.
I don't care. I bought the ball. I'm getting my ball back. Take my ball and I'm going home.
That's fair. Is there anything that you wish, any regrets? Do you wish you did something different on the show? Or we're getting deep now.
No, I was myself 100% of the time, and I regret nothing.
Okay.
Except for doing math on air.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Fair enough, sir. Well, we're going to miss you in studio. Don't worry about it, friends at home. He's not gone forever. He's... just going to be working in the Bay. You'll still hear his voice on the show. Might be a week or so before you get settled in. You could call in with your picks, or we'll figure out some pre-recording. We'll figure out something for you. Still be a part of the show. But it's been a pleasure having you, man. It's been, you know, Derek and I were just talking about this the other night about it's been really cool to see the show grow. You know, when Derek and I first started, it was handed to us from Jake. Noobs was part of the show at first, and Noobs had some, you know, scheduling conflicts, couldn't be part of the show, but it's been real cool to see it grow and add you and Brad and Jordan when he's available, and all the guests, you know, Aaron and everyone else that have made TBP what it is. So yeah, man, obviously you're always welcome. You always have a home here, and we're still going to make fun of you whether or not you're here.
That's fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it would be weird if we didn't, so.
Yeah. No, yeah, I appreciate the start. I remember you guys starting this, you know, way back when and coming in and just having a microphone pushed in front of me. And
yeah, that's how we do.
Being freaked out. But yeah, it's been a cool ride being a part of this network and growing friendships more than anything. So, love you guys.
Aw, love you too. All right, that's going to do it for us. Again, we appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. Follow us, we'll follow you back at TBP, not a game. Usually we go live so you get a sneak peek behind the scenes at what we're doing, but we had some weird connection issue today. That doesn't usually happen, but it happened today. It happens. It's fine. Everything's fine. We're fine.